Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Like, if you got to the base, your face is, like, pretty much at
licking
the bowl.
Ugh. The other thing is
your
how
chin.
Do you,
your chin.
How do you stay hard long enough to poop, enjoy, and come?
Well, first of all,
how does that ever possible?
You've never pooped with a hard on?
No, I have, but how do you...
Well, first
how does
all,
that work?
First of all, it's called a fetish. So someone,
but is it a true fetish though, or something somebody made up?
No, I'm sure.
I'm sure
people have done it.
Can you come while you poop at the same time?
Oh my
girl.
God! Damn,
Brad's getting excited. Somebody's getting a plumpkin tonight.
No, ma'am, fam.
Fucking nasty. No, Jimmy Bear says you just use Viagra.
Viagra doesn't make you come though.
No, first of all, you. Yes, I think you'd have no problem with that. I mean, they're not like they're connected whole-wise.
Yeah, it's not like you can't come and pee at the same time. That's not something that you can do.
Yeah, because that's like a valve.
That's weird.
However,
it's a real thing.
Hashtag.
Hashtag real thing.
That's funny. I like that. Let's make that happen.
Something on the Facebook one of you guys posted about ball sweat smelling like celery.
What is that? All Waylon.
Were you drunk when you posted that?
No, probably. I was working.
Oh, okay.
It was Tuesday, and I was working in my Weight Watcher outfit because I have one exact outfit I wear every week because I am not going to...
Kathy Bacon.
Oh my God, Student Loans, Miley's new song. Do you still love Mariah?
Poop and puke. I gotta go.
I love Mariah Carey.
Wait, Dennis.
I take a half Viagra prevents me from pissing on my shoes.
First of all, when I first read that, I said I take half a vagina. I was like, what?
Wait, when you get a chance, can you respond to George in Atlanta? He emailed us again. Okay. Well, just when you get a chance.
I have to redo the password here, and I don't have it.
Okay.
Because I just tried.
I'm not going to read it over. Long.
I know.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah.
Miss Bacon's random.
She's probably trying to ask us to talk about other shit because she doesn't.
I don't even talk about student loans. Don't get me going there.
Teaching Thomas says that next time he's at Whole Foods, he's going to sniff the celery. I'm telling you. Oh, so
thrown out.
No, so
for
anyway,
sure.
I work from home. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I was in basically a pair of like jogging shorts, and I wore tidy whities because it's less fabric than my boxer shorts. Mm-hmm. So things were a little more tight and confined. They were actually my Superman underwear, the normal. And I've been using one of the comfy cloth chairs that Bradley's sitting in up at the front. Mm. So I get a little sweaty. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying not to have the air conditioning on so much. So I have a fan and it's been...
Because your bill was like $900.
Pretty much. And I went up to go to the bathroom.
Doinger shorts.
Pretty much. Except though, my doinger was like high and tight. So then...
You should get that haircut.
I go
high
to the,
and tight to match it.
There you go. I go to the... Well, Bradley would enjoy that. Instead of Welcome to the Jungle. But...
I was actually talking about the hair.
I know you were. Which I didn't get my haircut. So anyway, I go to the bathroom. And as I'm pulling things out, because, you know, mm-hmm. there's no hold.
Right.
So you have to...
Like, pull it down, under, lift, and separate.
And as I do that, I'm like, why is it moist? Like, why do I have... a sweaty crotch.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, I was like, well, is this... And then you're like...
What is it? Did I spill something?
No. And then it's like, well, no, is it a bad sweat? Or is it a... Is it that... So I was like... So I was like... You know, because is it like that stanky, like, workout sweat? Or is it just kind of like the...
That could be good sweat.
Well, because, you know, what if I want a sexy good time when Bradley got home?
Right.
And it was like, should I shower?
Because I'm obsessed with celery salt.
Well, you never... Anyway,
I do love celery salt.
Anyway, I was literally was like, why does my crotch smell like celery? Then again, I always also will message Bradley whenever I think my fart or poop smells like Braunschweiger.
I am waiting to get a text message from a group message that I send you guys. Because I've gotten a message one time from one of you guys, then you'll post something like, what the hell are you talking about? They're like, oops, wrong person. I'm just waiting for something like that to show up in a group text message.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I think he's bad about not deleting the group messages.
I don't delete anything. Yeah. But the problem is that I've been doing so much on my new computer that they like to change their order on me than the last time I looked at it. Mm-hmm. Or it has icons by the face of the last person. So it looks like it's Bradley because I don't see the
additional
and.
Yeah. Teaching Thomas says, if anyone mentions Superman undies, they should show or they should know this requires photographic proof. I have Superman underwear. I have Batman underwear.
I have Superman. I have Batman. I have Flash. Spider-Man. I have Flash.
The only thing about the Superman and Batman underwear is there's not quite enough...
underneath carriage space?
Yeah. Like, some things come out.
Your balls.
And it's just like, why isn't there more fabric here?
And Dennis Adoinger...
Is a dick
and balls. Mm-hmm. So Doinger shorts are like when you see...
But more specifically, like the ones that are hanging without any security.
Right.
So when you see the brosifs running down the street in the summer, and you're like, what the fuck is that elephant that's swinging back and forth?
Between your legs.
That's called the Doinger, and those are Doinger shorts because they because they show off the Doinger.
The Doinger. And sometimes you can usually tell if they're cut or uncut.
I've seen some impressive / almost a little obscene Doingers here in Chicago.
But you're not offended?
No.
No.
And then you try not to look, but then you try to look, and then you're afraid you're going to get caught, and then at some point you're like, you wore those outside.
And then he looks at you and he's all smiles like,
because every woman and every man, I think every straight man sometimes at certain Doinger shorts are like,
because like,
you're like, what the fuck?
What was that word you called them? The brosifs or
brosifas.
Brosifas. So it reminded me, we were watching, you know, Vine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
welcome, Ant.
For those people who do not know Vine, it's just a little like 7 second,
six second
little video clips that you can make and you post them everywhere. Well, this guy, he was talking about these little like teenage girls like doing the twerking and everything, but he called them prostitutes.
Yes. That cracked my...
Holy shit. Waylon and I were laying in bed watching these, and we were just like, wait, what?
Yes.
Prostitutes.
They're little girls acting like they're sexy, and so he calls them... Jesus. Jesus. When did we run a nursery?
Sorry, my bad. God.
No, yeah, he was... he was basically talking about all these like high school girls that were like twerking and whatnot, and so he was calling them prostitutes.
My apologies.
Have you seen the Tumblr Miley twerking on everything or whatever it's called? Uh-huh. That cracks me up because the title was Miley Cyrus twerks on the president, and I'm like, what? And then I open it up, and then she's all upside down, like on his shoulder or something like that.
Oh, welcome, Turniped. I didn't see you sneak in. Welcome, welcome.
Turniped, are you going to be in Vegas?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's doing...
Oh, yeah, because he's doing the underwear party.
Mm-hmm. And David will be back. Oh, David.
His friend.
And I sure hope he wears those lumberjack underwear again.
I'm debating on wearing underwear or not. Like, at the underwear party. Like, it'll either be fully clothed or I'll wear, like, boxer shorts or something.
Well, or you can do what I did, which is wear boxer briefs, but then you keep your shirt on. So you feel like you're wearing a swimsuit.
No, right. I'm going to wear that, and then I'm going to wear a long shirt with a belt. And it'll be like an 80s sweater dress.
Right.
Or t-shirt dress.
Right, right. Now, I did try to look online.
I'm not wearing a jock strap.
For something, but they just were way too expensive. But I really wanted to get one of those like 1920s male bathing suits.
Oh, like the whole...
Like the two-piece or the one-piece. But they were just too expensive.
I was looking at some old pictures of people in Chicago on the beaches, like from the 20s and 30s, and looking at some of these women in their swimming outfits. I'm like, what are you exposing? I don't see how you could even swim in that because you're going to drown.
RC said that you should just wear liquid latex.
There's not enough latex in the world for
and
that.
Teaching Thomas says go Kathy Bates a la fried green tomatoes plastic wrap.
First,
that was classic.
Hey, we can get the big roll from Costco in Vegas. like the...
We might need to get two.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, you know, you go in the back corner and you get the industrial...
You go to...
Plastic wrap.
You go to the meat shop and get it. You guys, don't get me coughing.
You...
I know, but I got time for that.
You pulled an RC the last time you were here, which would have been 2 weeks ago. And asked for my leftover cough syrup with codeine.
Yes.
Or what does he call it? Pimp juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, we still have your container. Don't let us forget you.
Oh, yeah, the fruit container.
And your to-go bag.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, Wayland swimsuit's in the room. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I kind of wanted something like that. Yeah.
It looks like a prisoner, too.
Or definitely like one of those old school, like circus strongmen.
Mm-hmm.
One of those singlets. And like the old school singlets.
You have to grow out your mustache.
But I just cut it off.
Oh, you won't be able to grow it in time.
No.
Maybe you can get extensions done. Maybe one of Brad's sisters can put extensions.
I bet Donna Sugars could do it.
I bet she could.
That's funny.
I can't wait to see Donna Sugars.
I can't wait to see Donna Sugars either. It's going to be fantastic.
Right.
Speaking of Donna Sugars, we need to know if Amanda Lynn is going to be meeting Madea.
Are they?
Donna Sugars. I don't know. They very well may.
Okay, calm it down.
Very well may.
I just put it on.
What are you going to do for the pink carpet? Are you going to wear, you know, the gold lame? Are we taking the gold lame this year? I mean, been there, done that now. Both of us have worn
them.
No,
I'm not wearing it.
Bradley, did you do the jumper?
Yeah, I did the.
I kind of think that we should all show up in drag.
I don't have anything that fits me.
I do. You could wear that Renaissance dress.
But I don't have, like.
We have a wig. Bradley can throw some eyes.
I don't have boobs.
That's called bird seed.
I will totally put some Mimi eyeshadow all over you.
I don't have a bra.
RC says no drag, so it's happening. I think we should put RC in drag.
Ew.
Or now we should.
Ew, what the fuck, RC?
Yeah, Jimmy right. Bear? I wish I had the body to wear that one piece, because I would wear that shit.
That's kind of weird. It looks like he's wearing this like nude brief, and then he's got a collar that attaches to it from his
I could probably wear that, but wear one of your chest, wear a chest plate.
I would totally love to see Dave from Canada in that.
Yes,
I'm actually surprised Turniphead doesn't own that.
Dave or the outfit?
Turniped, do you own shit? Dave?
Because last year you were just friends.
They are just friends.
I know, I'm just... Oh my God, y'all, I'm going to die.
I'd watch them, though.
Oh, I would, too. Mm-hmm. Two Canadians getting on. What?
First of all...
They're speaking all that Spanish? What?
Not all Canadians are hot.
He said he thinks it's tacky and cheap.
Ew, Borat.
Mm-mm. Sasha Cohen has sexy chest hair.
That's about the only thing sexy on him, I think.
Well, he's really talented. He's a really good singer. I didn't really like him in Les Mis, but I liked him in Sweeney Todd. You've got to get over that cough before we get...
No, it's like a tickle in my throat.
Drink some juice, Shelby.
I did drink my juice, but there's no ice.
That's Ricky. The next picture is Ricky.
Ew.
I have that outfit already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we have to talk about? Do we want to talk about hot Wentworth Miller and Russia?
I suppose. We don't have to. He came out again today, which apparently some people said he came out in 2007. I think there's been rumors for a while, but someone said he came out and then went back in. But anyway, I think it's cool that he came out but actually made a public stance that no... Russia, I will not accept your invitation to come to your international film festival.
He has the most gorgeous eyes ever. Ever. Oh, Veritable Virgo's in the room. That's my moose knuckle.
That is crazy. All these pictures.
You guys should be in the room so you can see that. Too bad you're not here.
We should do Porn for the Blind at our live show, but I don't know how well
good porn.
I don't know how well that would work though with a live audience.
Well, we could have people stand up with a microphone, like three people,
We should bring and the 3D porn.
We could bring the 3D porn.
Yeah, because that's really going to be useful for a podcasting live show.
No, for the people to watch to do the...
Rude.
Blind. We could have three people. We can have a porn that is like a threesome and then have the three people describe what each one of them are doing in the video. What are we doing? What are we looking at?
Jimmy Bear posted a picture and it's not coming out. Jimmy Bear, it's not working.
Not working. So you lose.
Porn for the bling.
Porn for the blind is... Everybody seems to like that. But we just need to get a person that's funny. Like Brian. He was funny when he was given his porn for the blind. And so were Lala and her husband. Excuse me.
I just think that was Superman. Or that Batman.
Oh, that was
porn
weird.
Was awful.
And I'm sure there's like people into that.
Will you stop shaking your leg?
Sorry. It's either shake my leg or cough.
No.
No, neither. Because that is really loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm covering my mouth. So what else we have? We can't just sit here and do nothing.
Well, we're just listening to you cough.
Yeah. listening to you die.
I know. I'm dying. Like, I can barely talk now.
It works if you open
your mouth. Take another shot of what? I'm going to take cough medicine when I get home. That's going to be awesome. I'm almost out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so porn the blind, I don't think it'd work. However, it would be funny if we found a way to do something like that. I don't know what that would be.
Why would it not work? Because if they were saying what it was, they could either be behind us so no one else can see the porn. So it's kind of like reading it to the audience.
Yeah, but I think it's both. It was good last time, but it's also not that exciting.
We just need to find a really good porn.
Either that, or you have to get two people to act it out while describing it.
We should find a porn that someone in that room is in. Because I'm sure somebody in that room is in a porn somewhere.
We joked about
Adam.
We joked about playing that game where you have to act out a movie or a scene from a movie, mm-hmm. and we could have someone fuck a melon.
Oh, I'm down.
You're gonna fuck
to a melon? Watch? No, I mean to watch. I'm not gonna do that.
I think part of our show should be how we get Luke Miller in his underwear.
Oh,
he'll be all jump, you know, like, oh my god, we just did our first live show, and then he'll be watching ours, and then we'll try to get him naked.
I think that should be a requirement.
I think you might find his co-host attractive. The boy. FYI.
But okay. Is he Latino?
No.
Womp womp.
First of all, you have a boyfriend. Second of all...
Well, that doesn't mean I can't find any people attractive.
You are attracted to a lot more than Latinos. You
That's true.
Don't frown on brown by any stretch of the imagination, but you like your whiteies too. Hell, you used to send porn to Bradley.
Porn?
Of yourself.
That's not porn. How's that art? Oh. And I do believe it was vice versa.
Oh. Nissan vice versa?
That.
Vice versa? You still. There's.
Who?
I think Bradley still has pictures of your balls.
Probably so. A lot of people do.
Are those,
Tumblr does.
Are those on Tumblr?
No. There's, no. There probably could be if somebody put it on there, but I've never...
But your face isn't... Like, you didn't, like, smile while holding your balls out.
Mm-mm. I did do bat wings one time with them.
What? Did
you... fucking...
What?
And you took a picture?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because somebody wanted to see it.
They wanted to see you make superhero call signs.
Yeah.
Jimmy Bear, if that's art, I have an exhibit to show you. Yes.
I won't pay to see it, but you can show it to me. Are you talking about Edward Nelson? Because he is cute.
What? Yes.
From instant gratification?
Yes.
Yes. I would have to agree. I think it would be awesome to see Edward and Luke Miller make out in front of us. They could be the porn for the blind.
They could be the porn for the
blind. Yeah.
You do realize that you'll probably give Taylor an aneurysm.
Oh, actually, he's already messaged me today.
I actually think you're going to give him priapism.
He's like, don't fucking talk to my West Coast boyfriend like that. I will cut you.
Oh, I saw that. Because I was copied on that, I think. Because it, what is it? Hashtag Spit Roast Pride 48 2013, I think, is our official hashtag.
Yeah.
If I'm even sick when we go to Pride 48, you're being
I'm over
it.
Most of it. You guys
you
got
are
me coughing because
in my house.
I started laughing. I'm not like contagious anymore.
GTFO.
We don't know that.
I'm pretty positive.
And you're coughing all over my dining room table.
All over it, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I'll cough all over it since I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not... when it's like, do it, Ricky.
It's like, try
do
it.
Do it. You have a mouth guard. You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Show Ricky Picks and Nessa can do still porn for the blind before... What? Are you drunk already before you get to Pride 48? Ricky's stuff all over the place. No,
we have we have a friend, Adam, that just posted on Facebook here. Says, dear enormous woman, yes, by all means, please abruptly stop right in front of the partially closed red light entrance, pivot, and look longingly in the direction of McDonald's across the street, thereby blocking the entire staircase. Apologies for interrupting your moment when I bounced off of you. I was surprised too. Reboundingly yours, Adam.
Some of his posts are crazy. Like the one before that, did you read that one?
His posts are hilarious.
Just saw a real live girl on the street who was not a figure skater wearing illusion netting as part of an outfit and could not take a picture or post the status until he got home because his hands were full of grocery bags. Cruel fate. He's funny.
He's already started his new job, right?
Mm-hmm. He started 2 weeks ago.
Gotcha.
What's he doing now?
Groupon.
He works for Groupon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Over in the West Loop.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything exciting going on here. Still preparing for my Elegant Fur Bearded Drag Show, mm-hmm. November 23rd, Saturday.
And then, speaking of drag, we pulled up. You missed a funny performance by me and my sister and my mama. We pulled Adam up and sang, "This Boy is a Bottom."
Yeah,
he told me.
He was not pleased, but also had a smile on his face the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
He told me that originally it may have been Mark that you would have pulled up.
It was going to be
Mark, but he was in San Francisco.
I couldn't imagine how happy he would have been.
Oh, fuck no.
No. He would have probably been
pissed.
Mark, if you're listening, you should be fucking pissed right now.
Pissed?
No.
It didn't even happen. You should just, like, rage just rolling through your body.
He should just live in fear that when they do the number again, which they may live sing it next time.
Mm-hmm.
If Mark's there, it could possibly be him.
Oh, well, don't sit up front.
The choreographer, he always does, because he sits at my table.
He won't even go anymore. He will never be seen at the call.
He hasn't been to the last two episodes.
Well, he wasn't in the... Well, he was in San Francisco this past one, right?
Yes,
right.
This past one. I have scheduled my annual horror festival.
Yes, I have not accepted yet because I forgot about it.
So that's exciting. I picked all the movies out. The field trip this year is that we'll be going to see Carrie, the new one. We're going to watch the old one the day before. But I'm very excited for that movie, actually.
They said the movie's pretty good.
The trailer looks amazing.
Wait, what's happening? Oh, the air conditioner came on. Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I was doing. I was curating that. Got that done. I thought we were going to have a potluck with live music.
Yeah, that got canceled. What happened?
Bradley forgot to mention that he was in another person's show opening up at the call.
Oh.
So
you're taking your sister there instead?
No. It's just I won't be here and...
His sister's here for 2 weeks. Is
this your youngest sister?
No. The one next under me.
The one that was married or engaged to the Polish person.
No. Okay,
first of
he's
all,
Bosnian. They're never engaged.
And they've never been engaged.
It's all the same. Whatever.
No, it's not.
Is he not coming with her?
Racist. No, he's actually going back to Bosnia, and that's why she's coming out.
Bosnia-Herzegovina. We should start playing some cranberries.
Are they Bosnian?
Zombie.
Really?
I believe so.
I thought garbage was...
No, cranberries.
Or cranberries. I thought they were Scottish or...
Oh, maybe they are.
English Isle somewhere. Well, I can know the Room.
An Irish rock band.
Yeah.
But they've sung about Bosnia before. They had a song called Bosnia or something.
Well, maybe because the Bosnian conflict was actually probably happening when they were relevant.
Hey, Dolores still has albums coming out. She like does her own thing too. And their last one's pretty good.
Has Garbage released their new album yet?
I don't think so, but they were just here in the city like a couple months ago, right?
But they have a new
album
coming out, but I can't remember if they've released it or not.
I like Garbage. Yeah. My favorite song of theirs is Number One Crush. I fucking love that song.
I do like Shirley Manson an awful lot.
Yeah, me too.
She seems pretty cool. Live in Madison? Wait, Cranberries or Garbage?
I'm going to assume Garbage.
I wouldn't imagine Garbage living in Madison, really.
I like Push It by Garbage. That song's good.
Push it real good.
No.
Oh, yeah, they did do a song called Bosnia. I thought so. Anyway, what else we got going on?
That's pretty much my boring life.
I am super excited to meet Hendrik from Germany.
German listener at Pride 48.
He is coming. I am so excited to meet him. We should have him do Porn for the Blind in his accent.
Is he hot?
Cranberries are from
Cape
Cod.
We showed a picture of him last time.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hold on, I'll pull it up again. But you said he was hot.
Could he strip for us? Could we
do... He works for an airline. I think he's like an airline steward or a pilot or something. He could do like...
You mean a flight attendant?
Are you sure it's not... His name is not a...
Could we...
Umlaut.
Could we give... Oh, yes. Something else popped up. But he is beautiful. He is beautiful. I would watch him and Luke Miller do dirty things to each other.
Oh, my God. That would be so hot. All that Spanish...
All that Spanish. But at least I can say, because he's bearded, I'm as hungry as a bear in German. Ich habe einen Bärenhunger.
He's excited, though, because I told him, I was like, just imagine you're going to be around a bunch of bigger boys, and you can eat whatever you want to, and it doesn't care. He goes, yeah, you're right. And you know what? You're a cheerful bunch. I was like, okay, well, can't wait to see you. I think he's going to bring us some German chocolates.
I love German candies. Is he going to bring you any gummy bears?
I don't know what he's bringing. He said he's bringing the calories is what he actually said he was bringing. And then he was talking about the diet. I go, there is no diet in Vegas. There's no such thing.
I will not be on Weight Watchers while I'm in Vegas. Especially because once that Caesar buffet happens, that's
going to... It's on.
I may have to skip 2 weeks.
Which has not been scheduled yet. We don't know what time or day we're going.
No, it's probably...
So, don't get crazy.
Probably going to be whoever can.
Right. Don't get crazy.
Especially because everyone is basically... I'm just ignoring him.
Okay, RC, he's actually not German. I believe he's from South Africa, but lives in Germany.
Oh, so his accent is...
Like English.
Yeah, been hot, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was I saying? I don't know what I was saying. Oh, maybe if we could talk him into stripping for our show, we could play a game of answer American
history.
Actually, he'd probably get more than most of us. So it could be you versus him strip contest on American history.
He probably shouldn't wear his Hitler outfit or anything, right?
First of all, you just said he's not German.
Well, I know, but he lives there. I'm sure he sees it. Actually, I think it's against the law to have swastikas there.
Danke, Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Boo. Baron.
Now I want foreign love to go along with my Popeye's chicken. Oh my God, me too.
Yeah. Well, Teaching Thomas, I think you have 2 weeks. You have like 15 days to figure out if you can make it to Vegas. I think you...
Make it work.
I think he lives in Portland or somewhere
should
like that.
Should make it... That's closer.
He could walk.
He could walk. Wait, did you say walk?
Walk.
Walk?
He could walk.
That sounds a lot like he is from the Carolina. You're not. You're wait. Are you
walk.
From, are you from Carolina? Where
Virginia.
From again? Virginia.
Virginia.
It's like David when he says, will you and him both say milk?
Milk. Milk.
I say milk.
How do you say it, Waylon?
Milk?
Milk.
Well, actually, I come from Indiana. Milk. It's more like
milk.
Milk.
Yeah. Like you put a
what
y
is
in it?
What is it? Yeah. What is the thing that you put your head on when you go to bed?
A pillar.
A pillar. God, if you actually said pillar And I heard that out loud.
I need some pillars and I need some tomatoes.
I would probably smack you.
I say pillow. It's a pillow.
A pillow. No, it's a pillow.
I'm going to message Hendrick right now. I'm going to say this has been requested that you play in our strip game.
Wo hast du das gelernt?
How do you say the that game where you swing a club onto a small ball that's white and you try to get into a really small hole?
Golf.
I say golf.
Golf.
Like the Gulf of Mexico?
Golf.
I go golfing.
Wait, you call all soda tonic, but soda water is definitely not tonic.
No, it ain't.
Milk
irks you?
RC, have we ever made a homemade runza? I think we've talked about before. Yes.
We also made like five.
We also make runza casseroles.
I don't even know what's runza.
It's a fast food chain in
pocket
thing, Iowa.
Right. Okay.
Ground beef with cabbage stuffed in a sweet roll. Or not really a sweet roll, but a yeast roll.
We have 3 minutes. Does anyone want to ask us? Oh, Luke is in the room.
Hi, Luke.
Hey. We were just talking about you and your friend making out.
No. Yes, IG Luke, since we're almost done now. Oops, you're early.
Oh, no, you're late.
Oh, you have a live show after us. I see how this is. But anyway,
I think it's at 9:30.
Anyway, Luke, Ricky,
rude. Teaching Thomas. Oh, dear. Runza sounds like a fart in a roll.
It actually kind of smells like a fart in a roll.
But it's fucking delish.
And the idea of it's absolutely disgusting.
It's sour. Did you say it was sauerkraut? Or
No. Just cabbage.
Cabbage.
Oh, cabbage.
So it's cabbage.
Well, it smells like a fart.
But it tastes so damn tasty.
It's so good.
Do we have any questions the last 2 minutes?
Except that, Luke, you need to get... And we'll discuss over Facebook. But Ricky is hoping that for our show, he can get you and your co-host to make out for him.
I love cookies and cream ice cream.
So work at that. I'm Chunky Monkey, Ben and Jerry's.
I'm like mint chocolate chip.
Farts that make...
Me puke full circle.
Oh, bring it around, K-Bay.
Luke, if you don't want to make out with each other, you can just make your penises touch. It's okay.
Doc. Runza is what you sell.
Give her sriracha.
First of all, I don't know who that is. So
two is this peanut butter. Izzel is my second dog.
Oh, Izzel.
Oh, the IG Luke doesn't go until 7:30. Well,
which is 9:30 here.
I was like, right. It's 9 o'clock now.
Yeah, and do you see, Luke said that they've done far more than kissing in the past.
Oh,
but are there videos or pictures that you can share?
Is there a porn that you could show us so that we can do it for?
Well, if there is, it will be the most well-marketed and designed porn ever.
Of course, that's like he does. You know what? Could you like do stuff for us for free?
We probably could have asked, but you still have someone doing stuff for us.
So, all right, we gotta go. We're down to the last minute.
Okay, well.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.